This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Rizdal. Congress is getting ready to start its summer vacation. There are just a few days left before lawmakers go on their August recess. That's not a lot of time to solve what's become a huge political issue: what to do with tens of thousands of migrant children who have come to the U.S. Most of them are from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, where they've dealt with gang violence and all kinds of instability. In the U.S., it can take more than a year for a court to hear these cases. Esme Duprez has been covering the logistics of all this for Bloomberg Business Week. Hey, Esme.
Hi.
I wanted to start by asking you about, you know, how much this problem has grown over these last few years, just how many children have arrived here in the U.S. in these last couple of years. It's been a pretty stark upward trajectory.
It has. The number of unaccompanied minors, meaning kids alone with no parent or guardian, and they're mostly from Central America, it really started to jump in late 2011. But since then, the numbers have completely exploded. Border agents have detained more than 57,000 in just the last 9 months. That's more than double the number they did in all of last year. And just to put that in perspective as well, that's 10 times the amount that we saw a decade ago.
Without getting into the nitty-gritty of sort of what politicians want to spend on this issue, maybe just taking it more broadly, the solution, when you hear them talk, sounds rather simple. It's if we could send more money to the border, that would help this problem. And it really is, as you write, not as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, money would help deal with the influx now. We're seeing shelters overwhelmed. We're seeing processing centers that are run by Border Patrol agents completely overwhelmed. You know, we're seeing courts overwhelmed as well. It's just, you know, the system is being stretched at every turn. That's part of what Obama wants to do. He wants more money to kind of help alleviate some of these bottlenecks that have been created along the way. But I have to say, frankly, there's not a lot of hope in Washington right now that Congress will actually act at all. Don't forget, they're going on break for 5 weeks on July 31st. So even if they do, you know, pass separate bills in the House and Senate, we don't know if they're going to come to an agreement and reconcile the two.
But if more money were to be approved, where would that go to if there are so many agencies working on this, if there are so many contractors working on this? Is there a sense of how that money would be spent?
So the bulk of the money that Obama requested would go to care for the newly arrived children. That would go to those shelters and kind of helping, you know, expedite the process through the shelters. A lot of it would also go to pay for detention, prosecution, and then eventually deportation. And so no matter what, I think we definitely will see more, you know, if more money gets approved, much of that will go to deportation. That's what a lot of, you know, Republicans certainly want. And Obama has even been, you know, amenable to this situation, which is to deport a lot more kids. If you can expedite their cases in courts, then you can have them in government custody or just in the U.S. for shorter. And then, you know, I mean, that's obviously going to require some money, though, because you have to have more judges. You have to, you know, have more lawyers in some case down at the border.
I think we associate this with the Border Patrol. But as you're saying, so many agencies are involved with this and private companies as well. There are a lot of people working on this issue on a day-to-day basis.
Right. One report I found said that these kids may encounter up to 15 different federal agencies while they're in the U.S. So obviously they're getting, you know, juggled around a lot. A lot of the money that, you know, those federal agencies are spending are going to private companies and contractors. That's a list that runs from American Airlines that's flying these kids to live with relatives while their court case is pending, to medical practitioners and certainly shelter providers. One thing I found that was really interesting was a lot of these kids, you know, they don't even have IDs and passports. So sometimes if border agents can't figure out how old these kids are, they actually will order up dental and bone x-rays to try to determine how old they are. So really, I mean, the money would go a long way, certainly, in taking better care of them and streamlining the process.
Esme Duprez is a reporter for Bloomberg News who's been reporting on the U.S.-Mexico border. Thank you very much.
Thank you.